Please stay tuned for new programming exclusively right here on LVRocks.com.
The first time he came, there was no TV, no HBO, no NBC. But this time there is, so you know where he'll be every Friday night at 10:30. Jesus and the gang, he's back and he's pissed. Jesus and the gang, about the stuff that he missed. Jesus and the gang, now he's wondering why we hung him out to dry.
Murphy! Shit!
Am I even on here? Someone keep quit messing with my slider, Ginger.
Murph, what are you doing? What are you doing?
We've been bought out.
What? This?
Yeah. Jesus and the gang.
Why? What? You? I'm recovering Catholic. You're Mormon denial. What the fuck you think we're gonna preach to people?
We got bought out.
Bought out by what?
By an evangelist
what?
Church.
I told you no advertising. There's a damn reason I said no advertising.
Look, no, you told me I could make one ad sale, and I did. And
you made one ad sale to what? The Latter-day Saints? Are they gonna be fucking knocking?
No,
on the
door? I sold the show. I sold the whole show.
This show's spank wagon. How can you?
No,
do religion?
Not anymore. Now what? It's Jesus and the gang.
What?
It's a religious talk show now.
How? Where? Wait.
Look,
where?
This is what happens when you ignore my phone call.
This was one phone call.
I tried calling you all day today.
One fucking phone all day today. Today. You couldn't call me any other.
I just got the sale today.
How long have you had this in the works?
I don't know, about 6 months.
What?
Dude, where
are you trying to do? I say, hey, you can be Mr. Producer Man, and you can have fun with bits. And what do? You go and ruin my show? I ought to slap the shit out of you.
Dude, I'm sorry. You told me to sell a commercial spot, and I did. And I sold the entire
you
show.
You sold bullshit.
Listen to the theme song again. It's not that bad.
The first time he came, there was no TV, no HBO, no NBC. But this time there is, so you know where he'll be every Friday night at 10:30.
Even that, I can't handle that. Jesus and the friends.
Yeah, no, it's Jesus and the gang.
Oh my God,
it's Jesus and the gang.
No, this what you know. We were just talking last week about a new intro, not a whole new show,
No, I sold the show. You
told
me
you don't own it. How can you sell what you don't own?
Commercial space.
So what? Who owns this then? What company? What conglomerate?
Hold on.
What fucking religion owns me?
I've got it right here. It's the Saint. Wow, what is that? St. Thomas Parish of Evangelicals.
St. Thomas Parish of Evangelicals. You know what? Fuck them. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday night, and it ain't even fucking April Fools. It's time for the greatest internet radio show ever!
Jesus and the Gang.
God damn you!
Look, we're contractually obligated.
Blasphemy.
All right, fuck whatever Murphy says. This is Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher, with a very sore throat all of a sudden. With me, I have the he should be the Jesus and friend. Chief, I have over here Big Daddy Decaf. I got to say the name that you put on online there. That Ginger Tits McGee. That's
nice.
I'm like sitting here going, you know what, if 50 years down the road and someone finds my hard drive, they're going to find Ginger Tits McGee. And I just laugh. So we have Ginger Tits McGee, and I have
the show. The TV up there was just trying to give me a seizure. The whole system just shut down.
Wow.
It just went. It looked like the Pokemon video that was giving kids seizures. I swear to God, dude, it looked like that. Now Trench is checking it out. And it was just insane what was happening on that screen.
The actual machine that does the imaging.
Holy crap. Yeah, I'm Murphy. And thanks for coming.
Is anybody in the chat room? I got to find reaction.
Little Timmy says you guys are scaring him.
We always scare little Timmy.
You know, I love little and Timmy and his pedophile father.
He also thinks that that's the church that his dad goes to.
See, I told you.
It's Jesus and the gang, not Jesus and the touchers.
Are you sure it's not Jesus?
Groped by an angel. Next on CBS.
On a very special touch by an uncle.
No, to argue the Tits McGee thing, yeah.
Ginger Tits McGee.
I was very hungover when I decided to sign into that account.
Yeah,
and
right.
I couldn't think of a name because Ginger wouldn't go through.
Can I be an asshole? You're funny when you're drunk. I almost said funnier. That would have been a real asshole.
No. I'm funny in general. Come on.
We had a good little chat last week at the at the Freakin' Frog. That was good. We had a good time.
Had some good beer, too.
That beer was fabulous.
Dude.
Freaking frog.
Fantastical.
Again.
But it was outstanding.
Yes.
Want to talk about what happened after we left Freaking Frog. Yeah.
Where did Decaf actually had a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yes.
You got laid by a white girl.
once-in-a-lifetime.
No.
Oh, not was her it a lifetime. Tranny?
And something I learned, and I will talk about.
What?
I went to a golf.
Oh, yeah.
Club.
A goth club?
So wait.
You guys
it.
Took the token black man to a goth club.
Yeah, we did.
It was interesting.
You seem to be enjoying yourself.
Oh, yeah. It was
he
fun.
Enjoys himself everywhere.
No, but his eyes got real wide. It was like he saw eyeballs and teeth just kind of hovering throughout the crowd.
Did you have to go to the bathroom and rub one out?
Hey.
I don't think he's ever seen
not on the
did
air.
I just call it and I wasn't even there?
You did. Oh, you
not on the air.
That would have been fantastic. See, I'm sorry I couldn't stay. The wife made us leave.
Yeah. I wanted to go, but...
Was she okay? She seemed a little...
No, she was just a little miffed because we told my brother-in-law was at home with my daughter. We told him that she'd be back in like a half hour and like I kept her out for 2 hours. She didn't understand. The dude's like moving here, doesn't have anything. The only thing he's got to do is watch my TV and watch my kid. And that was it. So she was like, no, I don't want to impose on him. Like, trust me, he doesn't have anything else to do.
But your kid's like 10, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she drinks whiskey and smokes cigarettes. She can take care of herself.
Only for breakfast.
Yeah.
So let me.
So wait, I want to talk. Yeah, I want to see. I want to talk more about. I want to talk more about decaf. I mean, what was it like when you walked in there?
I see white people. And it was a lot of white people. But what's interesting is white people didn't look at me strange. You know, I would go if I go to like a country club or something.
White people look at you strange.
Oh, you go to a country club and people are going to look at you. Oh, I didn't know it was this time of year for the lynching.
No. What they do is they go, oh, yeah, the lawn. It needs a cut. Thanks.
Hey, Sambo's here. Entertainment's on deck.
No. We do garbage and cook chicken.
Right.
We don't do the lawns.
So, wait a minute. You actually went somewhere.
I didn't know Colonel Sanders was black.
You actually went somewhere that didn't make you angry.
No,
he seemed happy.
I was dancing. Yeah. I was dancing with the chief. I don't know what the fuck he was doing.
Well, you know what? In a goth club, that seems appropriate.
You can do anything. That's the fun part about it at the club. It was
at
no
gay bar.
It wasn't
next
nothing,
door.
You know, like you go to clubs
it was next door,
and people
let's
got
sneak over.
And people got
we already
groups.
Wear makeup.
People got their groups and everything at the clubs, and you know it's a certain way you have to be. You know, you got to be this way or that way there.
They're
like,
free loving spirits.
That's what I mean, and it was awesome just. Picking up all that positive energy.
Aww.
You know? But what's funny is when I went there, I didn't see like, you know, when I looked at people, I didn't see like, oh man, crazy guy with spike hair or guy with black nails. You know what I saw? I saw lawyer until 5 o'clock, grocery worker until 3, and then all of a sudden it's go home and it just totally changed.
You yeah.
know? That's what I was seeing. I was seeing just regular people, you know, just regular people.
And wearing latex and vinyl.
And corsets.
Yes.
And like 10-inch shoes.
And then some people stank, but it was okay.
Some people stank.
They stank at
you got
club,
that
you
close
know,
to them, huh?
Hey.
Were you trying to get some molestation?
Actually, they were getting close to him.
Really?
Well, they
have a cult following.
They had never seen a black man in captivity before.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, yeah, really, really. Is that socially acceptable for a black man to be in bondage?
Maybe.
I've never seen that.
Think about it. I was asked twice if I wanted to do it.
We should do a photo shoot.
What was your response? Okay, just don't expect me to call myself Toby.
I said, just give me a call of myself.
Oh, my God.
Hey, wait. Did you guys know that Mexico has a navy? No, I'm looking at it. I was just browsing the news headlines. I'm just like, Mexican Navy patrols off Tijuana.
Hey, wait, I found something more interesting.
He cut you off.
Leatherette. There's some goth bar music, right?
Yes. Yeah, pretty close.
He's dancing everywhere. Oh, yes.
All decaf needs like a glow stick or something.
That is so the goth acid dance. That's awesome. See the breaking glass.
That's awesome.
And Chris is beating off.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dude, if you're going to start
if
this
the
early.
Come on, and they just.
It kind of all blends if you can really pull the theme out here.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what the best part of that is, though?
What's that?
Well, when you go there, there's one thing you can always be assured of.
What's that? Everyone has AIDS.
What's funny is every time you play that clip, everyone puts their head down. But everyone that has a smile on their face is laughing.
Everyone's laughing and no one wants to admit that is really funny.
The timing when it's done right is really funny.
I don't
funny.
Know if I,
the
you know
timing
what?
Has to be right.
I don't think it's going to be funny very much longer.
I don't know if I played this last week. I found this and I know this is totally off topic, but I found this the other day. I played it for Ginger and I just think this has still got to be one of the best pieces of music ever.
Six.
Trencher just lit up.
This is so awesome.
Do you know who this is?
Yes!
This is the Pointer Sisters.
Yes!
I had no idea that the Pointer Sisters sung this. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Wow. Oh my gosh. So yeah.
Nothing. Nothing beats the Electric Company. Oh, nothing!
Nice. So now, I overheard something as you guys were talking beforehand, and Chief, I think you need to tell everybody. I heard.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Go ahead.
I'm sorry to announce, but come February 19th, 2007, Chief will be off the air. Chief will be heading across the world to a little-known country of Romania.
You're gonna die!
Mud huts for prostitutes.
Where he will be working with AIDS patients and orphan children.
Wait, did you say? Everyone has AIDS. AIDS. Hey, don't drink the water.
He's flipping you off.
Wait.
Okay, so anyway. Shit. So you're going to be leaving us.
I am. Now I feel like I should be tripping on something.
Are you excited?
Somebody's got to start waving their arms around. There's got to be trails.
Okay, keep talking about your adventure.
Yeah, my wife and I will be in Romania for 2 years.
Wow. Are you going to send us presents?
Where's Romania?
Yeah.
Is it in New Jersey?
A little bit further east. A little bit.
Yeah. A little bit further east.
About Jersey. 300 miles. Actually, have any of you guys ever been to Detroit?
Yeah.
All right. You've seen pictures of Berlin after the war?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of like where we're going.
Oh, okay. Detroit. Nice. You know what? What is this?
Dead Kennedys.
Awesome.
Oh, you know what? This is kind of serious. I do have something that would be appropriate for, because you are going to be dealing with AIDS patients, right?
There's a good possibility.
Okay, yeah. Trench, can you bring it down?
All right.
So you
get to the good part.
I'm sorry.
Official job is...
Okay, well, hang on a sec. So you're dealing with AIDS patients, a lot of death. All right, then that requires...
Oh, my God.
Okay, so you're going to be dealing with AIDS patients.
You two are just going to fight over the music tonight.
So what all are you going to be doing with the AIDS patients? I mean, other than getting them broth and... holding their little dogs and telling them no, their ass doesn't still look fat. I mean,
actually, I'll be trying to raise funds for nonprofit organizations that help AIDS patients. That's what I'll be doing.
You realize every time, my headset's going funky. You realize every time you see some really thin person laying down in a pool of their own urine and sweat in this hospital, you're
going to be
think
reminded of you.
You're going to think of Yakety Sax. You're going to think of that, the Benny Hill music. Because that music can make anything funny.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. I don't know. You know, working with the orphans might actually be, you know, a little bit sadder. You know, until Brad
that
and
would be
Angelina.
Really hard. That would actually be hard to do.
So until Brad and Angelina come in and they
okay.
adopt them all. And
next time I do their makeup, I'll be sure to tell
sure
them.
You've had enough.
Of course, the black man is the only one dancing to Benny Hill.
When you mix those songs together, people tend to implode.
I can't wait to see. Fast forward video. Chief running behind his wife with carrying, and then some little guy in a robe with a small dog under his arm running behind them. Two
stop,
nurses.
Stop.
Some
and
guy
have all
trying
the
to hand them money.
Running around
all
everywhere.
I'm not even just trying to be nice anymore. No, I'm done.
Well, so, it won't be hard to find a weapon in Romania. Just get pick up a rock.
What are you talking about? That's their fucking entire army.
Oh, no.
My goodness.
We're the 41st Pebble Division.
Actually, we're
32nd Boulder Brigade.
We're actually very
more sand, boys.
We're very excited about going to Romania because on January 1st this year, they were actually inaugurated into the European Union.
Wow.
They're part of the EU now.
All right. Well, just
this is good.
Hey, should turn that off. Just so that way we make sure everybody knows what's going on and where Chief's going.
And now, the nations of the world.
Oh my God!
Yakko Warner.
I love this song. Turn it up.
Awesome.
United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru, Republic, Dominican, Cuba, Caribbean, Greenland, El Salvador, too, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Venezuela, Honduras, Guyana, and still, Guatemala, Bolivia, then Argentina, and Ecuador, Chile, Brazil, Costa Rica, Belize, Nicaragua, Bermuda, Bahamas, Tobago, San Juan, Paraguay, Uruguay, Suriname, and French Guiana, Barbados, and Guam. Norway and Sweden and Iceland and Finland and Germany now one piece. Switzerland, Austria, Czechoslovakia, Italy, Turkey and Greece. Poland, Romania, Scotland, Albania, Ireland, Russia, Oman, Bulgaria, Saudi Arabia, Hungary, Cyprus, Iraq and Iran. There's Syria, Lebanon, Israel, Jordan, both Yemen, Kuwait and Bahrain. The Netherlands, Luxembourg, Belgium and Portugal, France, England, Denmark and Spain. India, Pakistan, Burma, Afghanistan, Thailand, Nepal, and Bhutan, Cambodia, Malaysia, then Bangladesh, Asia, and China, Korea, Japan, Mongolia, Laos, and Tibet, Indonesia, then the Philippine Islands, Taiwan, Sri Lanka, New Guinea, Sumatra, New Zealand, then Borneo, and Vietnam, Tunisia, Morocco, Uganda, Angola, Zimbabwe, Djibouti, Botswana, Mozambique, Zambia, Swaziland, Gambia, Guinea, Algeria, Ghana. Burundi, Lesotho, and Malawi, Togo, the Spanish Sahara is gone. Niger, Nigeria, Chad, and Liberia, Egypt, Benin, and Gabon. Tanzania, Somalia, Kenya, and Mali, Sierra Leone, and Algeria. Dahomey, Namibia, Senegal, Libya, Cameroon, Congo, Zaire, Ethiopia, Guinea, Bissau, Madagascar, Rwanda, Mayor, and Cayman. Hong Kong, Abu Dhabi, Qatar, Yugoslavia, Crete, Mauritania, then Transylvania, Monaco, Liechtenstein, Malta, and Palestine, Fiji, Australia, Sudan.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, that is. And actually, there's a very good possibility that we might be stationed in Transylvania.
Really?
Transylvania.
Yes.
So if I come back all pasty and, you know.
Pasty right now.
That's like the ultimate goth bar.
Dude,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you are pasty.
No, they want you to wear pasties. Pay attention here.
Speaking of wearing pasties, what if we send some kind of ad out on MySpace that you're going to show your tits tonight?
What? That was you?
That explains why you're wearing that top.
No!
I said might. Out, no, don't, out. I said might. There's always a possibility.
I'll show my tits for a dollar.
I'll pay you two to keep them hidden.
Okay.
Do I hear three?
Where's
three.
Three fitty.
$3.50. Do not show your boobies.
Oh, my God. And the show comes to a grinding halt.
That's pretty much it. I got nothing.
Okay, what do you say we take our first break then?
Yeah, let's do that. Well, yes. Oh, I got it.
No,
I got it.
Decaf has some stuff.
I'm coming straight out of Compton. When something happens in South Central Los Angeles, nothing happens. It's just another nigga dead. Straight out of Compton. Crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube. From the gang called Niggas with Attitudes. When I'm called off, I got a sawed off. Squeeze the trigger and bodies are hauled off. You too, boy, if you fuck with me.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of Compton. Another crazy ass nigga. On punks I smoke, yo, my rep gets bigger. I'm a bad motherfucker and you know this. But the pussy ass niggas won't show this. But I don't give a fuck, I'ma make my snaps. If not from the records, from jacking a crap. It's like burglary. The definition is jacking. But when illegally armed, it's called packing. Shoot a motherfucker in a minute. I find a good piece of pussy and go up in it. So if you had a show in the front row, I'ma call you a bitch or a dirty ass hoe. You probably get mad like a bitch is supposed to. But that shows me slut talking post to a crazy motherfucker from the street. Attitude legit, cause I'm tearing up shit. MC Ren controls are automatic. For any dumb motherfucker, it starts static. Battle right hand, cause I'm a hand itself. Every time I pull an AK off the shelf, the security is maximum, and that's a law. R-E-N spells Ren, but I'm wrong. See, cause I'm a motherfucking villain. The definition is clear, you're the witness of a killing that's taking place without a clue. And once you're on the scope, your ass is through. Look, you might take it as a trip, but a nigga like Ren is on the gangster tip. Straight out of Compton. Compton. Compton.
Is his name and the boy's coming
straight out of Compton. It's a brother that'll smother your mother and make your sister think I love her. Dangerous motherfucker raising hell, and if I ever get caught I make bail. See, I don't give a fuck, that's the problem. I see a motherfucking cop, I don't dodge him, but I'm smart, lay low, free for a while. And when I see the punk pass, I smile. To me it's kind of funny, the attitude showing nigga driving, but don't know where the fuck he going, just rolling, looking for the one they call easy. But here's a flash, they never sees me, ruthless. Never seen like a shadow in the dark, except when I unload. You see a spark and jump over a hesitation, and hear the scream of the one who got the lead penetration. Feel a little gust of wind and I'm jet. Believe a memory, no one will be forgetting. So what about the bitch who got shot? Fucker, you think I give a damn about a bitch? I ain't a sucker. This is an autobiography of the E, and if you ever fuck with me, you get taken by a stupid dope brother who will smother. Word to the motherfucker, straight out of Compton. Compton.
And that kind of shit you can't sweep up under no rug, you know.
Lock all my doors, and it's the only way I live in cars. Here in my car, I can hardly receive. I can listen to you, and it keeps me stable for days in cars. If I open my door in cars,
here in my car, I know I've started to think about leaving tonight alone. Nothing seems right in cars. We'll be right back.
Alrighty. Let's sound like a gay radio DJ. No.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing? All right, Spank Wagon Radio. The
Welcome
greatest...
back to Jesus and the Gang.
Oh, shut up. Oh, my God. The greatest internet radio show ever. I'm your host, Trencher. Of course, everybody else is everybody else. Ginger, what's going on?
With?
Huh?
Huh?
What the...
Decaf. Decaf.
I'm in nigga seating.
Holy shit, he's hot.
Yes,
he's
he
popping too.
He's popping.
You
want to
bring
bad.
That down?
Trying. Working.
Dude, how'd you get all the way back there?
Rules and laws.
Back of the bus, brother.
Because
back of the bus.
My guest, he got pushed to the back of.
I didn't even know the studio went that far back. I can only see your teeth and
you
your eyeballs.
You're too busy building
We need you to sit in the studio behind the white line. Thank you.
Chief, you're
I'm
too busy.
I'm going to smile now.
Ah, the line!
Oh, there he is. I see ya.
All right. Spank Wagon Radio. And Ginger, introduce our guest.
We have Mikey V of PCP in the house, which is Partners in Crime Productions. Are you going to talk or do I have to
you
talk
know what?
For you?
Well, see, Ginger has this bad habit of continually calling me Mikey V of PCP Productions.
Uh-huh.
Originally, when it was my partner and I, we were Partners in Crime Productions, PCP. That was the initial.
Okay.
Well, I'm in my second movie. He quit, and I am no longer a production company. I am an entity and a force of nature. I am Mikey V, PCP. I'm a drug and a virus.
Wow. And yes, speaking, I fucked that up.
Developed by many nations in the world.
Now also speaking of what you guys are just having
he
all
has
that.
Nations.
Oh, yeah, they're in my pants.
It's a small country.
It's a small country connected to two huge asteroids.
Yeah, it's a small world.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm perfect.
Stop looking at her tits.
Well, it's good to know the bad jokes have been taken off my plate for the night.
The night's not over, dude.
Shit humor. It's Murphy's specialty.
Oh, man.
Filmmaker.
Yes.
Oh, anyways. So, what would you guys like to know?
What do you do?
Well, basically, I'm working on my second movie by the name of Welcome to Vegas. I am a one-man film crew. I did have the luck because I just do... basically, I do full-length movies. The first movie, like I said, was me and my partner, my ex-partner now. And it was, by the name of it, it was called One Step Behind. And it was released, actually, in CD, DVD. And I would like to officially come out on the radio and say that it is shit, because what I'm doing now is so much better.
But you brought clips.
Actually, it's not often you get someone to destroy their own product
on
the air.
You know. Actually, here's the whole thing, because I look at both sides of things. It was actually,
here we go. Here comes the drama.
It was actually reviewed in the Las Vegas Weekly last
by
February.
By Josh Bell.
Oh, by Josh
okay.
Bell, yes.
All right.
And Josh Bell said, and I quote, it was 100 of the most painful minutes of his life.
Wow.
But I disagree.
Wow. And it was, no, wow. It was the best review ever. He tore it up creatively. He tore it up technically. It was the best review because I'm going to so use that for years to come. Now, here's the thing. That came out on a Thursday. That Saturday, I was at Josh Bell's house with my partner. And
bitch, get out.
We know you're in there.
Well, we were helping his friend shoot a short film. And Josh Bell was just a tad bit nervous when he found out that we were there. But then I just looked him right in the eye and said, dude, thanks for the review.
Wow.
Nice.
But I can say, because I'm probably the only one in this room that's seen the movie, that it's a good
For a couple of guys who didn't know what the fuck they were doing, it was a full-length movie. All we had was me, him, a tripod, and a mini DV camera, a little like Walmart camera.
Okay, so let me ask you this: what kind of film was it?
It was a comedy.
It was a comedy.
It was
I laughed.
His yeah, but not at the movie. How bad it was.
That's not why I was laughing.
You're also a part of the show. Standards dropped by 10.
No.
When you're part of the show.
I have high movie standards. Thank you very much.
All right.
Oh, she does. She's introduced me to a lot of cool stuff like The Young Ones. But she forced me to watch it again the other day. And she got the director in ear commentary the
which
whole
sucked.
Time. Yeah, yeah, I was yammering the whole because
you can't
time.
Turn off that comment.
Yeah,
track.
I know you can't turn off on the remote.
Yeah, it sucks on DVD, but in person it's fucking awesome.
It's okay because I'll get him back when we watch my movie again, and I'll be doing it to him.
But,
so
no, I mean, you know, we were talking last week. You know, some really good movies have been made on such low budgets. I mean, El Mariachi being probably one of the most famous.
Okay,
ones.
Now hold it right there. I am fucking sick and tired of everyone bringing up El Mariachi. Do you know how much of El Mariachi was shot on that budget?
What, like 30
minutes? 15 minutes. After that 15 minutes, I am so angry. Pissed about this. Robert Rodriguez shot 15 minutes, took that 15 minutes to the studio, and then came back with a $4 million budget. So everybody who fucking brings up the fact that El Mariachi was shot on such a low budget was great because he was doing all these shots with a camera taped to a fucking wheelchair. Fuck yourself and die because you are wrong and you know it now. Oh, I hate you.
He is so irate.
No, hold on. Here's the thing. I have a question for you.
Do you need a back rub now?
I know I'm the filmmaker, but what the fuck is a budget? Because I don't. Everything comes out of my fucking wallet.
Hey, you know,
that's the budget.
Yeah. The most money I spent on the first movie was $2,000 just to get the 500 copies pressed
out. So, Mike,
what's up?
You saying that you're on? You said that you're online producer too.
I do.
He does
editing,
everything.
Line production,
editing,
I do everything.
Yeah.
No. And you know what a budget really is? That's when you lose. That's when you lose artistic control.
At all.
Yes, exactly.
Or wardrobe.
That's what I refuse to give up is artistic control.
Now, I heard two things. What were you saying?
Yeah, I was saying that, you know, what a budget is when you lose artistic control.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of like with the show.
No, I was never.
Yeah, and being sold out to
Bible
thumps.
Ignore my cross yammer.
Okay.
Sorry.
Ignored. Here, we'll
don't turn me off. Am I turned off?
Oh, man, I'm leaving now. Jesus.
Shut up. All right, so comedy. What's your second film about?
The second film is called Welcome to Vegas, which it's basically got the tagline is Welcome to Vegas, three filmmakers, three wrestlers, three bitches.
Wait, wrestlers?
Luchadors.
Nice.
First movie, they're in the second movie, they're in the third movie. I'm a big fan of wrestling. I'm a big fan of Mexican wrestling.
Hell yeah.
Because Lucha Libre is not a sport, it's a lifestyle. It's a way of life. Now,
you guys
give me some time and I'll get my crazy my tag team of luchadors here, Crazy Morgan.
Wait, you could get them in here?
Yes,
will they kick Murphy's ass?
They can kick
as
Murphy's
long as
ass.
They don't hump my leg, I'm fine.
Wait. You know what? You know, I got to say though, you got to be careful saying that. He stood eye to eye with Booker T.
Oh, yeah. Oh sweet.
You know, eye to eye. And as a matter of fact, at the end, he even has a photo to prove it. He got the belt from him.
Yep. Nice.
Wow. Got the belt.
Did you kick him in the Jimmy?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, no, they can go, though, because they kicked my ass. In the first movie, they actually took me on a trolley to Trauma Town. And I actually bled.
Because
in my first
he acts
movie.
In his movies as well.
Trencher's yeah. trying to keep the out. Water in.
And you do your own stunts.
I do my own stunts. I do them. I actually cut myself for the first
did
movie.
Just,
and bled
yes,
all
you did.
Over
let's just what pause for a moment. Let's pause for a moment for reflection. You actually just said trolley to Trauma Town.
Yeah, it is a line from Wolverine comic. Thank you very much.
That's the thing. It's like, okay, yeah. I remember this from either X-Men or Wolverine, but someone actually used.
I use it in the movie too. In the second one, it's used too.
I gotta go dunk my head in the toilet.
There are two lines that I've always appreciated: the trolley to Trauma Town, and then I'm gonna grab him, I'm gonna find him, and I'm gonna put him in a Hurt Locker.
Oh man, I'm gonna steal that one. Thank you. Now, my okay, God.
So in future projects, are you planning on like having bits and pieces of the other movies to fill in
actually,
other bit projects?
Kind
of
like not, you know, they're not sequels; they're continuations. Right. The second movie, or the first
isn't that
movie,
what a sequel is?
No, not necessarily.
Unless
a
it's a prequel.
Can stand alone. But a continuation kind of
wouldn't
picks
that just
up.
Be a standalone movie?
No, the continuation is where minor characters in the first movie are major characters in the second one, minor characters in the second one were major characters.
Like
in the
a
first spinoff.
One.
You mean yeah. kind of like how Boba Fett had absolutely nothing to do in
Dude,
the first two movies?
I fucking hate Star Wars. Get that shit out of here.
Get out. Get out. Get out.
I know, I just committed a sin. But Jess, wow. I don't know if Ginger knows, but I hate Star Wars with a passion.
Why?
You mentioned it.
Because it's just, it's kind of like Elvis and the Beatles. I know it's good, but too many people have tried to fucking bend me over and put it up my ass. That's why when people, yes, you know.
I'd like to
that
isolate
look.
That audio right now.
Your board's up.
Because you know what? People are like Star Wars.
Am
I like Star Wars? And they try to force me to watch it.
Right.
He can't be forced to watch anything, even porn. Like with two chicks, he won't let me force him. If I've seen it, and it's that good, he won't watch it.
No, no, no. You have never tried to force me to watch porn. Let's get that straight
right
now. So I can't make shit up just to back you up, you ass.
I disagree. You know what I can't stand? I can't stand people who always say, oh, well, because Titanic, I'm not going to watch it because so many people like it. Who gives a fuck if other people like it? Watch it for yourself. Like Star Wars. You say that people try to shove up your ass. It's a good movie.
Well, Elvis. No. Elvis was. I saw Star Wars and it drove me nuts. I can't. No. There's...
Okay, so don't say it's other people why you don't like it. Just say you don't
but
like
no,
it because
God
of yourself.
Damn it, it is because of other people.
Wait,
because of
wait,
the
wait,
other
wait, wait,
like
wait. Murph, go ahead.
Oh, no. He said Elvis and I just
okay.
rocked out.
So here's the thing. Okay, so. What you're saying is word-of-mouth advertising is not what you like
no,
to get
no, no,
for
no.
advertising.
It's not the word-of-mouth advertising. Word-of-mouth is beautiful, but when it gets to the obsessive point to where people actually fall over dead when they're like, you have not seen it. You don't like it. I can't believe it. Yeah. Like when I say I hate the Beatles and Elvis.
What's going to happen?
If your
one of your films takes exactly. off and hits that status. Are you? We want you back on the show to eat those words.
Oh, nobody's telling me how great it is. Already
but they're going to. If you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to hit that point where finally everybody goes, this is great, Jake. You got to fucking watch this now, bitch. That's the moment.
Here's the thing, though. These are dorks. These are nerds who are telling me this stuff and other people who are kind of decent. But George Lucas is not coming to my house and telling me to watch his fucking movie.
But
so when I get to
yes,
that point,
he is. Yes, he is.
That's
marketing,
what a marketing campaign is for.
By marketing everything from the cups at 7-Eleven to action figures to Funderoos, it's all they're saying. Yeah,
his marketing team does.
But wouldn't you want? Wouldn't as a filmmaker and as a creative director and as the cinematographer and as an actor and being so many hands being in the project, wouldn't you want to see those movies just for education for yourself?
Oh no, I watch anything I can get my bleeding little hands on. But I'm
unless
never,
somebody
I'm
bends
not,
you over and forces
yeah, exactly.
you to watch it.
Okay,
I'm
so
not gonna do a sci-fi movie. What am well, I
okay,
learn
hey,
from
hey,
it?
Mike.
What's up?
Then at the very beginning, when Lucas, before he became George Lucas, now don't you think that he probably would? Door to door, and people, you know, happy to see people like his movie, and then he just turned into
THX 1138. Yeah. I mean, you know, his independent film, his first film he ever threw out there. Another thing you just said is the dorks and everything like that. Those are your fans. You have to be careful about
those
that.
Those are not my fans. Those
and by the way, science fiction.
We're not even, how did I get up? What did I do in a past life to land my first radio show and get into a Star Wars debate?
Well, see,
God,
here's,
my God.
Here's the problem, Mike. You were told it was an interview. It's actual complete anal rape, and we destroy your personality.
What? Are you telling me?
We're all nerds on the show.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, we're all nerds here.
You said it was anal rape, but it's still not Jesus in the gang? I don't get it.
Chief, we're going to need your help on that one.
He's a Catholic priest.
Now, it's not necessarily Star Wars. It's just, it's... you know,
we're latching onto the theme. We'll just take the theme out.
No, let me explain
but
it.
The way movies...
A lot of people get stuck up on that. I don't want to be the guy obsessed with Star Wars posters or all that merch covered in it and in my room. I want to be the guy making it. That's the whole line.
That's...
Like, I used to hate the shit out of Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra's fucking God. I don't want to look up to the dude. I want to be him, but I want to be my own man. That's what a lot of people get hung up on. They don't want to hear that. That's why I'm officially declaring war on 2007, and I'm calling myself the meanest movie-making motherfucker in Las Vegas. That does not make me the best. That does not make me the worst. That just makes me mean.
Or high blood pressure.
Yes.
All right.
Dude, I got to tell you something. You got a long way to go before you get really mean. Trust me.
No, I understand that. But you know what? I'm doing it, and I'm doing it by myself, and that's what's making me mean.
I mean, laugh at some AIDS patients, and you're on your way.
So
well, I don't work the hospital thing anymore.
So is there any films that do influence you, or...
Well, see, it's
look at DeCap going back to the interview style.
He's good.
He's good. See, the stereotypical thing, I like a lot of different things. I'm a big fan of music video work. I try to incorporate music videos into my movies as well as some horror
films. But one in particular.
It's generic to say, and I hate it, but I got to go with Quentin Tarantino.
Now he's not a fad?
No, I used to hate the shit out of that guy. And then I actually sat down and watched Reservoir Dogs, and I was like, that's
now wait, have you
no,
seen...
I don't want to fucking suck his dick. I want people to suck my dick because I'm just as good
I like
or
Reservoir
not
Dogs.
Than
I don't
want
to suck his dick, but
now wait,
fad.
Have you
but trust
fad,
me,
like
he
Star
has
Wars.
Used that movie to get his rocks off.
Now, Mike, have you seen the preview for The Grindhouse then?
I have. It was interesting. I was up to it until I saw the chick with the gun for a leg, and
I gotta say, I like Robert Rodriguez. I like some of the stuff he's done, other than El Mariachi.
And Once Upon a Time in Mexico made me dizzy.
Shut up. It's good.
Yeah, it was a good
I'll
movie. Agree with you on
I
that.
Like it.
I like it. And I like Quentin Tarantino, but the Grindhouse looks like it's going to be, you know, 2 hours or 4 hours, depending upon how long they make each, on one of these double features of complete shit.
No, no, it depends if Kevin Costner is in it. That's what depends.
Dude, have you seen
the, preview for it, it's two movies. It's a double feature.
Oh,
and
no.
It is.
You know what?
You know why he's doing that? He's doing that because he got away with it with Kill Bill.
Yeah.
Well, with Kill Bill, he took one movie and split it into two parts because there really was so much to it. And Kill Bill was fantastic, the way the different styles. But the Grindhouse just looks like it's going to be shit. And I'm really worried about it.
The one that I liked was a Robert Rodriguez story with the Mexican dude. And he's Machete is what I think his story was called. And he's just running around hacking people up. I don't know. For some reason, when I saw the trailer, I saw it on the Scary Movie Awards on Spike TV. And they showed mostly the Grindhouse film, which was Quentin Tarantino's, and they showed very little of the Machete, which is Robert Rodriguez. Okay. So I'm more interested in seeing Machete.
What's a dream project for you? What's a dream film for you?
Other than porno with Ginger.
Actually, having a budget.
But then you lose artistic control.
See, here's the whole thing. I do have plans for the future. And I can't really, since they're so far away in the future, I can't really describe. I go movie by movie.
Okay.
He has a five-year plan.
Yeah, five-year plan. I have, the first movie was God. Now it's shit because the second movie is God. The third movie will be God because the second movie will be shit because it just keeps getting better. Now, a year later, after shooting with just two guys, a tripod, and, you know, a camera, I got... Well, just one guy, a tripod, but HDV camera, and I actually have lights now, and I'm actually shooting my own stuff.
And he uses a makeup artist.
Yeah,
so it's eventually going to become 1080i shit.
Which kills me in the first movie.
Yeah, Ginger kept complaining, oh, I don't have makeup. I'm like, dude, my hair's not combed in any scene. What the fuck? But I cut myself I bleed all over the place.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, wait. Okay, so on the MySpace link that I have up on Spankwagon, that's you in the picture and you bladed?
That, yes.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
I've wanted to do it for years. Actually, if you guys ever want to throw it up here, I cut a promo for it's on the extras on the One Step Behind DVD where I cut a promo as Cactus Jack.
Okay.
I'm bleeding and I actually challenge Sabu, which I will go now. And if Sabu ever wants to challenge me, Mike V, PCP, to a wrestling match, I will take him on any place, anywhere. And
okay,
be
give
the
me the disc. Give me the disc.
You know, the problem is, you know, I've met some people and I know some people. Let me make some phone calls.
That'd be awesome.
No, Sabu,
Murphy.
I have a lot of respect.
No, no. I'm going to make some phone calls.
That works.
Murphy, you know what this reminds me of? Remember what we used to do?
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember.
I don't.
I'm still going to argue.
Really? It sounds kind of gay to me.
I don't even want to bring it up. No.
Yeah, no, I'm going
to
bring
it up.
Finger
each other's assholes.
Back in the day.
Tasers.
Murphy and I, we go back way far. We go back to like sixth grade kind of thing.
Yeah, almost 20 years
and,
now.
Yeah. And
conquering with tasers.
In junior high, Murphy, myself, and a few other friends, we used to be in the audio visual club.
Dorks!
Oh yeah!
Wait,
it gets better.
No, it gets better.
Tell him who the president of the AV club was.
Oh shit! Who was the president? Oh yeah, you were the president. So
wait.
It was that nerdy.
Ladies
forgot.
And gentlemen, just announced: Murphy is not only gay, but he's a flaming retard.
Yeah, I. Oh boy,
that Writers Guild was bad shit.
Hey, I was in the art club, so.
Yeah, me too.
So anyway, no, but we actually made a short film at our buddy Mike's house, and I don't know, we were up for over 24 hours.
Got completely loopy at the end and started throwing dog crap at each other.
They started throwing dog shit at each other at the very end. For no reason, they started picking it up off the ground, start chucking at each other.
Our idea of...
Regular John Waters you guys are.
Our idea of duplicating the Predator's thermal heat vision was taking red cellophane and putting it over the lens.
Nice!
At least you guys tried. Now, speaking of John Waters, the review...
Are you going to want to fight him, too?
No. I saw half of Pink Flamingo. Goes on mute, and I said, "Fuck that fucking dirty ass fucking movie." But no, the weekly where we had our movie reviewed in had a animated picture of John Waters on the cover and a little bubble with John Wayne Bobbitt. So
right.
I think I'm in good company when it comes to being dirty.
Yeah, okay. I would assume all right.
All right, let's load up this Cactus Jack promo.
You see, when I won the King of Deathmatch tournament back in '95. Sabu, you didn't realize what that meant. You didn't fully comprehend what that meant. I was the king. The king of death matches. See, Sabu, you might be suicidal, homicidal, genocidal. But you see, Sabu, you're not the king. I'm the king, baby. Cactus Jack is the king. Mrs. Foley's little boy, he's the king. And in our last match, you may have done this to me, but I won. I walked away. You see, when I picked you up in my pile driver, and I pile drove you through that roulette table, all the chips flying everywhere, though I might have lost the bet, I still won. Because I'm the king. And I left walking! And they carried you out! So you see, at Hardcore Heaven, I'm gonna finish what I started. It could be a table. It could be a ladder. A kendo stick. Or my personal favorite, barbed wire. But you see, Sabu, I'm gonna finish you once and for all. Bang, bang!
Okay, I gotta say, the imitation and the style of Cactus Jack was dead on, but you sounded more like a pissed off Michael Jackson.
I would not go that far, because I think that's the audio on your computer, son.
Oh.
It sounded weird to me, but I ain't no pissed off Michael Jackson. I'm too much man for that home.
Now, hold on, hold on. It's just that the intonation I can use, because Mick Foley has a bit of a high voice, especially when he starts getting angry. And I could definitely hear that,
cackle.
Yeah, and I could hear it starting to come out. And it was like you were trying to duplicate the same thing, but just that your voice doesn't quite hit that squeak pitch that his will hit. So
too much bass, man. Balls are too big. Ginger knows.
I'll say they're brass.
How do I know?
Ginger knows all about it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
How do I know?
I tell her about it all the time.
Oh, no. You meant something else.
He's
Ginger,
tried flashing
have,
me.
Have
many
Mikey's
times.
Balls been bouncing off your ass?
No.
Your chin?
Well, I keep.
She's not saying
answer.
No.
No.
I keep trying to get her to give me Roadhead, and it's just.
He
not
asked
happening.
Me every time we're
all
in the car
the
to
time.
Give him fucking Roadhead.
Because, oh, soil the hedgehog.
Who's driving?
I am.
Okay,
that's
so
the
make
whole
sure.
thing. Yeah.
She's
I
like,
am. I drive her every. I drove her here for Christ's sake.
Nice.
Sounds like
holy cow.
But yeah, see that whole thing was from, because I've met Mick Foley once, and what I like I told Ginger on the before we came over here, not one match, not one move, nothing about him is flashy, and that's not what won me over as a lifetime Mick Foley fan. I saw one promo that just made him God in my eyes. And it was actually when about 10 years ago here in Vegas, we had a decent promotion that actually put together a rematch between the Ultimate Warrior and the Honky Tonk Man. So it was a pretty it was a sweet promotion. So the promo was talking about facing Sabu.
Was that the BWF or the UWF?
I don't remember. I think it was
that
the UWF.
Be,
I'm not
yeah,
sure.
It had to be BWF.
You know what? It had to be B. Because
yeah,
I
was B. Yeah, it was, yeah.
Buffalo.
Yeah,
it was the GWF.
The only person who'd be able to pull that off is Buffalo Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was sweet, and he was just getting interviewed, and he's covered in blood, and he's talking about fighting Sabu through the casino and actually pile-driving him through a roulette table, and that was just what won me over for Cactus Jack. That, and if anybody out there can get me some barbed wire for the third movie, I'm definitely interested in using it. But what's going to end up happening...
I think I can accommodate.
I'm not going to be there to clean anything up.
Yeah. No, well, actually, my backup plan is actually halogen bulbs, because I just want somebody just rake it across my arm, because I want, you know, this Foley-style scars
I think I can
on my
accommodate
left
that.
Arm.
Yeah.
Might I recommend just a regular bottle, because the halogen with the mercury vapor may end your life a little bit.
Mercury in it?
Halogen, fluorescence.
Bitch.
Don't use fluorescence. Mercury. Vapor.
Not cool.
May end your life a little more quicker than you planned.
I did not know it had mercury.
Tonight on Fox 5 News at 10, local filmmaker ends up dead. See how it happened.
Mercury
next.
Poisoning.
And
now for cops. Yeah. All right, Mikey, you know what? Thank you very much for putting up a bullshit interview, but you're going to stay with us in studio, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And by the way, Mikey, I'm going to call up one of my cousins and see if they can get some barbed wire from the prison, okay?
Nice. It's pre-soiled.
Yeah, I need fresh barbed wire.
Fresh barbed wire.
Myself got it.
Just so I can end the interview.
If this was?
Well,
I think it was more like a gang rape. I think I agree with him.
When we met on Welcome to Vegas because of Joe Purr from The Objects, because he was in his movie.
She's a whore.
I did that makeup.
Oh, dang.
I did that makeup for Joe Purr. That's how I met him.
Okay.
And because of his age and because of how much he's accomplished, the ambition and the goal setting that he's done and as far as he's come by himself is ridiculous. So that's how I got wrapped into the project.
So how can we get a hold of your films?
Okay, guys, whoever wants it, because One Step Behind, I just ended up being stocking. So I gave them to everybody. Here you go. I don't have any of the DVD packed wrapped anymore. But if you guys want single disc, because it's a CD and a DVD, the CD is Local Music. It has Alienated, The Perv, Self-Drowned, and my brother's band Torn by Angst on it. And I wouldn't bother with One Step Behind. But Welcome to Vegas. Follow me, especially reading the blogs, because I don't know if I came off like a cocky son of a bitch here, but I definitely do in my writing. Follow me on MySpace, myspace.com/PCPfilm. PCP is in the drug.
PCP.
And you can follow it out because I got a release. I have to get it done by March 15th because I'm looking to submit this one in the Cinevegas.
Okay.
And I've already, it's already officially 100 times better than One Step Behind because I've gotten feedback. I got band cameos in it. Joe Purv is actually Pervo the Clown in this movie. He's a clown. I'm actually chained to a lawn chair for 2 hours.
Jesus.
He actually holds a running saw by my face. There's vomit. Fuck. There's actually one of the things I didn't get to find a copy of, but I wanted to bring it in, was a sumo match between the two wrestlers. And it is, Jesse. It's the two wrestlers. They're in diapers. It's a sumo match, best 2 out of 3. Red Lucha Death has pudding in his diaper. Locomotion has Jello in his diaper. Best 2 out of 3 to figure out which is a better snack food, and the loser has to eat the winner's diaper. So there's it's all kinds vile. Of wrong nudity
wow.
in this.
All right, so your MySpace again for everybody.
MySpace.com/PCPfilms.
And we will be featuring that on the MySpace link for Spankwagon, yes. So all of our guys can check it out because that's right. Because as much shit as we've given you, Mikey, you are a funny guy, and I can't wait. I actually do want to see both your films. I really do.
I'll bring in.
All right, so Mikey, the entity, the filmmaking entity.
Monster.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Soon to be, I'm telling you.
The self-proclaimed meanest movie maker in Vegas.
Meanest motherfucking movie maker in Vegas. You got to get that motherfucker in there.
No, meanest movie making motherfucker in Las Vegas.
There we go.
I'm not the best. I'm not the worst. I'm just mean.
All right, folks. And with that, we're going to go to a break. This is the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
We'll be back.
Okay.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. Now imagine your pain as a white ball of healing light. That's right, your pain. The pain itself is a white ball of healing light. I don't think so. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. And it's ending 1 minute at a time. This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Where you are now, you can't even imagine what the bottom will be like. Only after disaster can we be resurrected. It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything. Nothing is static. Everything is evolving. Everything is falling apart. Time.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio. I don't know what happened here, but we had on the line Robo Dick Cheney. And for whatever reason, Robo Dick isn't there. And I think for once he finally...
Did we have a satellite crash or something?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out. We had Robo Dick Cheney because we were going to talk about that one stuff that's been going on with the president and the mail. Have you guys been hearing about this in the news?
Which Obviously, one? No one else has.
Okay, Chief, president now has the right to read your mail.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like we haven't been...
Ah, there he is. Yeah. There he is. Robo Dick Cheney, everybody.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. We passed under a nuclear cloud. It's not a big deal.
I got the satellite working.
You didn't do shit.
I did it.
The baddest motherfucker in the movie industry did it. Not us.
So, yeah, I hear you guys want to talk about our new anti-terrorism program.
Well, what I wanted to talk about, since, you know, you finally reappeared last week, this past week I read that in the news that George Bush signed into, not really a law, but basically kind of signed in on top of a postal code, that he now has the executive order to read email that he deems necessary to read.
Not email, snail mail.
Snail mail.
We already read all your emails.
I know. That's the sad thing.
By the way, apparently someone would like you to enlarge your penis and get you a new mortgage.
At the same time.
So, yeah, we can read your mail now. That's our latest attempt at preventing terrorism.
Why is it so important that only George Bush can read mail or read someone's snail mail?
Well, you know, we thought he did a great job with that My Pet Goat that we decided to extend a little bit, and he needs all the practice he can get.
Ow.
Well, I mean, come on, you guys never talk to me on the air. I know you guys never let me on, so it's not a big deal. I can say whatever I want about the little prick.
That's your boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely hilarious. He's my boss. Ooh, hold on just a sec. Hey, Rami, you'll never guess what these assholes just said. They actually think the little prick's in charge. Can you believe that?
You still hang out with Rumsfeld?
He never actually left. The other guy, he's a clone that we grew.
Hey, Dick, get on the mic.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, he's the other guy. He's a clone we grew in a laboratory, and we actually took out his brain and put in what's left of a toaster. It's kind of funny. Say whatever I tell him to. I've got this little remote control unit that I keep in my pocket. Anyway, next week I'll have them talk about getting some more plastic wrap and duct tape. That went over good the first time.
Oh, you know what? They're already starting to go down that road. I was just noticing on, of course, Fox News. But, okay, I was just saying, I was waiting for a response. Dick, are you a little off your game tonight?
No, we love Fox News here. They're a great media source outlet for us, and they're wonderful PR.
Hey, that's Robo Dick, all right?
Yeah, that's Robo Dick Cheney on the line there. So yeah, I'm reading this. Basically,
don't make me take you hunting again.
Shut the fuck up. President Bush has quietly claimed a sweeping new powers to the Americans' mail without a judge's warrant. So in other words, the president can read our mail. Only the president can read our mail. Totally oversaw by the president's mail. If he's looking for something dangerous, wouldn't he want someone else to do it rather than risk his own life?
Do you honestly think I don't want him to risk his life?
Well, you only got 2 years left.
The only person I don't want risking life on here is me, because that puts
Yeah, well, how's your heart anyway, now that the Democrats have taken over, Pelosi's in?
The heart's good. The heart is good. We did just take the heart out of an 8-year-old boy and have it put directly in my chest. So everything's working well now. I'm quite happy with how the surgery went.
Well, wait a minute. What was wrong with the 8-year-old boy?
Absolutely nothing.
Did you shoot him, too?
No, I didn't have to.
Well, Dick, this is something I wanted to give to you.
He was Catholic. We had to do something to get rid of him.
All right. Well, you know, it's nice having you on, but we got other things.
Wait. You're not getting rid of me that easily, okay? Yeah. Now, you wanted my input on what was, don't you try and do it. I hear you, and I see you.
How do you? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. No, I don't have the cam on.
This is something that we decided to do to make sure that America was safe from terrorists. I mean, we did get rid of the terrorist leader Saddam Hussein last week. And I have to say, Michael J. Fox did an excellent job on filming that for everyone. Now that we have gotten rid of the terrorist leader over there, and 9/11 will never happen again, thank God, we can continue.
Wait, did you just say 9/11 will never happen again?
Yes, I did.
But Saddam Hussein wasn't responsible for 9/11.
I never said he was.
What? But you just said that.
No, I didn't.
What? Did anybody else just hear this?
No, you didn't. But anyway, now that we have the powers to go through the mail, and we can read what we want to read, and George can read it, well, George can look at the pretty pictures. We'll get an idea of what's going on with terrorists. And this is just one more way that we're trying to keep America safe. Churchill, I have a question for you, though. You keep doubting all of our policies. Why do you hate America so much? Why do you hate our freedoms?
I love America. That's why the whole...
If you loved America, you wouldn't be doubting what we're doing for you.
Oh, excuse me. See, that's the problem.
A safer America and a stronger America means Americans who ask less questions.
No, absolutely. I'm going to disagree with that, Robotic. An America that's strong is one that asks a lot of questions. I mean, up until the First World War, we were pretty much isolationists to begin with. We questioned everything. The Constitution, you know that piece of paper you seem to wipe your ass with all the time?
Well, no, we just have a little amendment we put in, a little caveat that says doesn't apply to fags.
How did I just get played by Robo Dick Cheney? How? Aren't you guys helping?
I play you every day. What? Have no idea.
I personally think we should go back to isolationism.
Churchill, you know that organic milk your wife likes to buy?
Yes.
Do you realize that that's a Halliburton subsidiary?
Now I do. Wait a minute.
You know what we're putting in that milk?
Well, what are you putting in the milk?
Let's just say don't be surprised if your son grows a third eye and you get a second testicle.
Damn!
Okay, I gotta go. George is trying to stick something in a light socket.
Wait. Hey, Dick.
Did you tell Robo Dick that we had a chick on the show?
He knows everything.
I knew. I just wasn't quite sure how to approach the situation. So what can I do for you there, little lady?
What do you mean you didn't know how to approach the situation? Last week you called me fucking Tits McGee.
Well, and this week I checked your camera and I was definitely right.
But did you get the... But did you get the email that I sent you that was just for you?
What?
Let me go through here. Hold on a second. Cure for AIDS, cure for cancer, end of poverty, oil found somewhere else. No, you know what? It might have got caught in my spam filter.
Damn.
I do get a lot of porno spam. Why don't you go ahead and let me know what it said?
I'm not... No. That was for your eyes only. I guess if you didn't get it, maybe somebody else did.
Oh, boy. Someone get Billy on the phone. Get me, Billy. Yeah, hey. Yeah, I don't give a shit. Windows Vista, whatever. Shut up. Listen to me.
No more pictures for you.
Just hold on just a second. Let me see if I can find this. Bill, listen. Something that you put up. Yeah, that. Uh-huh. Yeah, there's this email. Oh. I'm sorry. Billy interrupted that or intercepted that, and apparently that's going to be a special hidden feature inside of Windows Vista. So, and by the way, Bill says you have a nice-looking... God, Bill, you have to be such a nerd. Bill says you have a nice-looking areola. All right, guys. I gotta go. Someone's gotta burp George. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, Robodick, have a good one.
Dick is a killer. 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 Dick.
Fuck yourself. Kiss my ass.
By the way, you guys do realize who actually owns the St. Thomas, whatever that church is. Fucking, you know, what did you write that thing for, Mummy? Okay, the St. Thomas Parish Church, you do realize who owns that, right?
Oh, you're shitting me.
It's a Halliburton subsidiary.
Ah, damn it!
Play that Jesus and the Gang theme, I really like that one.
Fuck you, Dick. I can't find it. Trench deleted it.
Thank God. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Robo Dick coming in. Let's talk in our little political part of the show.
Man, he was feisty today.
You know, I'm surprised. He kind of came back out of nowhere because, like, we didn't hear from him for months and months and months and months, and all of a sudden, bam, Robo.
Well, you realize when he disappeared, it was before the election.
Oh, good point.
I mean, every time he's on, our ratings do go through the roof. I don't think he wanted to bolster the enemy.
I think he's happy that I'm on now.
Time to ask.
Well, apparently he's pissed. He deleted your email, but
yeah. What are you sending him that you're not sending me?
Is it just because? Is it because his name is Dick?
No.
Are you being hopeful?
No.
She likes older men.
She must. Old, balding. Yeah. You show him your tits there. He's gonna have another heart attack. You are gonna kill the vice president.
That's what I was hoping for. Damn it.
Oh, I see. Well, we'll have to talk to him next week. See how he's.
I think next time I gotta ask him some equal rights questions.
You should. Robo, you know, Dick seems to be pretty open to most questions.
It should be interesting. Well, okay. Now it is time for a part that we were supposed to have last week that we're having this week. Oh, that was nice and loud.
Oh, God.
There we go. Yeah, we are going to do a product demo of OnTech's coffee. So
let's give a little bit of background. You do that. OnTech last week, we talked, I want to see, Catherine? Murph? Catherine?
Yeah, Kathy.
Who was one of the chief what, engineers, lab people, whatever, who created who actually created this heating element that comes in this coffee. Basically what it is, we have these 20-ounce, well, they look 20-ounce cups of coffee in front of us. They're actually only like 10 or 9 drinking ounces. And the rest is a chemical that actually will heat up your coffee after about 8 minutes. So what we're doing right now is we're setting that up as everybody else is licking off bottles across from me.
Hey, guys, let me just tell you the flavors that we have here. That way you guys get to choose. We have double shot latte. We have a rich chocolate with marshmallows.
I'll take that.
We've got hazelnut latte.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mocha latte.
Mocha.
And the French vanilla.
Oh, you want the marshmallows? Okay, give me the hazelnut.
Yay! Thank you. No.
And I've got wonderful things. Green tea latte.
Now Murphy and I, before doing show prep.
Drink coffee.
Nobody even heard that.
And you got chitlins over there?
Chitlins.
Yeah, fried chicken
that was
flavor.
Like a month ago.
We need gumbo flavored.
Yeah, do you have any bacon flavored coffee
bacon,
for him?
Bacon coffee.
Oh, whatever. I don't even drink coffee anymore. You believe that a filmmaker who doesn't smoke or drink coffee?
I got no marshmallow.
Wait, you do drink alcohol, though, right?
No, I don't.
Bullshit.
Wait. So what? You're the straight-edge motherfucking filmmaker
in
Vegas?
What? What's the options? The whole straight-edge thing was cool until they said no sex, and I was like, fuck that.
Yeah, I'll go with you on that one. No drinking, no smoking, no sex, fuck you.
No, I'll just tell it to my pussy liver, my last bad mushroom trip, okay?
Wow.
A little bit of aggression. All right, so we have the instructions here. Now, I like it. I love it. It's Hillside Coffee, but when you look at the instructions, OnTech has combined centuries-old knowledge with state-of-the-art packaging to create a revolutionary container that heats itself. Pressing.
Decaf, did you write
this?
Oh, no,
don't twist that yet, Mikey. Leave that closed.
Yeah. All right.
See,
but is that a safety barrier?
It is.
I can read directions.
Something that can happen during the heating process is the top, in theory, could burst open from heat.
Put in the microwave.
The plastic top. Yeah, don't put the microwave. The plastic top keeps the seal closed. Okay. So, guys, go ahead and flip your cups upside down and put them down on something flat. Mikey, just use your head. And
I'll try.
And peel off the little wrapper that's around the bottom here.
Looks like taking off a condom.
And then.
Is that why mine won't come off?
You can't get your drink off? Wow.
That should be a little game I want to play later if we can.
Get your drink off?
No. See if anyone can call in and see if they can get Ginger off in 2 minutes. Okay, so now just pop the seal off.
All right.
Oh, Mikey from the background. Nice.
Like Vienna sausage.
Oh, come on.
You suck.
Oh, damn.
It won't open. Mine.
Use your penknife.
I got it on me.
And you may have pushed it the wrong way.
So underneath here, we seem to have some kind of plastic container
water. You can see here the outer ring. There's an outer ring right here. The outer ring actually is what contains the calcium oxide, and then the inner puck is what contains the water. So go ahead and push your thumb down and push that puck in the middle all the way down.
Why is the water
down.
Green?
I don't know.
Ow!
Just push it all the way down. And I guess what we have to do is let it
stops. Okay, so then
we have to let it sit like this for about 10
upside
seconds.
Down. We have to leave it upside down.
Leave it upside down for about 10 seconds.
One thousand, two 1,000,
five 1,000.
I love it. Right. Ginger couldn't get past two.
373, 1,000.
All right.
Eight.
Now take it and flip it right side up.
All right.
And you'll see on the white instruction part of your cup, there's a big pink dot. When all that right. turns
I
white.
I can flip it up now?
Yes, you can flip it up now. When all that right. turns white, it's going to be okay to open. So now we'll just let it sit. It takes, okay. they say 5 to 8 minutes, but I've had some of these heat up in as quickly as 3 minutes.
So the fact that it could explode, it's filled with different chemicals, and we have it all over the board over here.
What I want to know.
That's just scary. Fantastic.
Nice. What I want to know, what do you have against green tea lattes?
That's gross.
Now, here's a funny story about the lattes. We only got two lattes. We got a green tea latte and we got a chai latte. And my wife, of course, got first dibs on anything in the package. And she said, oh, take Chief the green tea. He's a faggot. He'll like it.
Damn.
So do you like it?
Yeah, it's actually. There oh, I haven't had this one. Oh, I walked into that one.
Well, I had...
So, yeah. okay.
Now if you'll check it, you can feel. I can feel a little bit of a difference in heat, just a little. Yeah. It's starting to warm up a little
Take
bit.
Take your hand off your balls.
Oh, sorry. No, they're actually in Ginger's pants. So
she's keeping it safe for you?
Hello.
Apparently you just got her off in two.
Damn. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Just the cans.
So, and these will heat up. So
the
while
prize
these
is DKF gets to suck you off. The reason they call him Big Daddy, you're going to find out.
Oh, boy. Right. So while that's Who going, is? Why don't we go across some news?
All right. Well, actually, you know, RoboDick was mentioning, you know, was giving commentary of George Bush being able to read our mail now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how was that ushered? Was that one of those pork barrel things where they
no,
added
actually,
on top
actually,
of
he did it. He did it as a write-on law,
okay.
A writer, basically, where he
on
put
a postal
it on,
code.
On a postal code. Now, the question is the validity and legality of it, because what are you doing? Decaf is eating everything in the studio but pussy.
He's eating aluminum. I
He's
think he just
eating
cut
the
his
aluminum
tongue
top.
He has an oral fixation.
He does.
I think he just...
All right, so...
Okay.
Like
so
ginger.
Basically what's going on...
You wish you knew
You're
that.
Metally and rusty, Ginger.
Okay, keep going, Chief.
So
just fight
were
your
you
way try- through it.
Were you trying to gnaw through her chastity belt or what?
Oh, no.
It's
oh,
only,
she threw the pen at me.
It's only a chastity belt for the black man. For the white man, apparently, it's just a garage door opener.
Revolving door. Flap, flap, flap,
it's
flap,
a,
flap.
It's a double wide garage.
Oh, damn.
Come on, bring
okay.
it, Ginger.
Anyways.
As the show slowly digresses even deeper.
Yeah, but it's been a very good part of our political history that, you know, when laws are being passed, you know, a lot of politicians like to add stuff right in the middle of it. We call it pork barreling. You know,
yeah, such as the mariachi education for Nevada students.
Yes, you know, things like that. Well, apparently the House has changed the rules on pork barrel projects. In one of its first official acts under Democratic control, the House voted 280-152 on Friday to curb the middle-of-the-night backroom deal-making that resulted in approval of embarrassing
in other words,
sometimes,
politics.
And sometimes illegal pork barrel project. Apparently, 48 Republicans joined 232 Democrats to you know, pass this little law there.
You're up.
I just... thought this might be a little bit better for the background, especially mentioning the mariachi band. So keep going, Chief.
Well, Democrats said they expect the new rules to end many of the excesses that occurred under the Republican majority. The Senate is expected to consider a similar proposal next week. And, no, I think this is a step in the right direction. I mean, you know, we're not going to see, you know, things like mariachi whatever...
Mariachi education for elementary
yeah.
students.
Yeah.
And that's what
or
it is.
Or $250,000 well, going to the mudslide museum for the financially poor or something.
Or a bridge to the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Well, have you heard about Barack bin Laden?
Oh, boy.
Have you heard about Barack bin Laden?
Yes, no. I have.
CNN, being douchebags, they made a typo that really screws up the prospective U.S. presidential candidate's name with Osama bin Laden.
Now, his middle name is... Hussein. Barack Obama's middle name is Hussein.
Barack Hussein Obama? He's Hawaiian.
No, he's not.
His
no, father's
actually,
from
he
Kenya.
He is a Muslim.
Got
he's Muslim
it.
And his father's from Kenya. Yeah, his middle name is Hussein.
Well, Barack Obama here. U.S. Senator Barack Obama's family name may sound familiar to the given name of Osama bin Laden. But, of course, CNN decides that when they were putting up the little graphics on the screen to say, where's Osama? They misspelled it and said, "Where's Obama?"
Oh boy!
That's a real accident right yeah. there.
Here's how much of an accident it is. I want you to look where the B and the S are on your keyboards right now.
That is fucked up.
Where can you fat finger that?
No, ain't gonna happen.
It ain't gonna happen.
It was Rosie O'Donnell typing.
Sally Struthers.
Oh, hey, I'm white.
You are.
Okay, well, let's give it a couple more seconds here. So,
that's hot.
CNN made a little mistake there.
CNN makes a mistake. Wolf Blitzer, the producers, everybody was calling Obama to personally apologize, which, of course, Obama's spokesperson, because obviously he's too busy being hidden to respond personally, said that, no, I didn't take offense. It was a dumb mistake, but I'm not taking offense. Apologies accepted.
Wow. Well, I got one for you. Internet Explorer was unsafe in 2006 for 284 consecutive days.
Wow, what a shock that was.
Security Fix spent the past several weeks compiling statistics on how long it took some of the major flaws, or not consecutive days, okay, just a total of 284 days, I'm sorry, some of the major software vendors to issue patches for security flaws in their products. Since Windows is the most used operating system in the world, it makes sense to lead off the data with that. First note on the methodology behind this blog post. It's in a blog. I won't read you the whole thing. But basically, for the patching of it, for a total of 284 days, that's 80% of the year, I think, 284 days that Internet Explorer was vulnerable. And the exploit code that was most known were pre-IE7 versions, and some of them even went all the way back to Windows 98, of the holes that they found in it.
Well, it's because idiots will still keep using Windows 98, even though Microsoft doesn't support them. I mean, you'd be surprised in the tech industry how many people call up and have problems, and we're like, okay, what's your machine? Oh, it's a 98. Sorry, we can't touch that. What? Yep. Huh? I'll call Microsoft. No, they won't touch it either. All right, my drink is, like, really fucking hot.
All right, well, then let's turn these tops.
Now, that's cool, though. I mean, that wasn't too long, I don't think.
Not at all.
Now, we just turn the top and then flip the top lid.
Yep, just pop the lid. And the top,
Black part stays on.
Yeah, the black part stays on. So you guys aren't seeing this at home. The drinks have a black plastic top that actually is a nice little sipper, too. Mmm.
Hey, that ain't bad. Cup. That is not very bad coffee.
Now, what do you have, Trench?
I have the hazelnut. You have the hazelnut.
Just
burnt chocolate.
My mouth.
Let's see. Ingredients.
Caution.
Coffee.
Hot.
Milk, sugar, natural and artificial hazelnut, pectin, and salt.
God damn, this is good. It's a lot of God.
Now, I've got a mocha latte here that actually is quite good.
Mm. Now, you know what? This is nice because that container is a perfect size container. Mm-hmm. It'll fit it'll fit the cup holders in your car. The only problem I have is it's a 20-ounce cup. It's only 9.5 ounces of actual fluid. Yeah. So the rest is actually that
heating element. Now, Mikey, you've got the rich chocolate back there.
So do you actually drink the heating element?
No, the heating element is kept
I would hope not.
No, it's kept in a separate area from the drink, and it's supposed to be sealed in some really fantastic foil stuff
supposed
for it.
To be.
So, supposed to be.
So let me crack mine open. Mine was still pink a second ago.
Ginger, the hot chocolate, really hot?
Yeah.
Chocolate?
It's ginger hot.
I don't see any marshmallows, but I haven't tasted any yet.
Might be some in there. Now, decaf.
It's still in the bottom.
Decaf, you really did like the French vanilla over there?
Oh, yeah, this is a good shit.
I've had that. I really do like that. Now, Chief, you've got the only tea product. What do you think of the green tea latte?
It's okay. It tastes a little too milky for my taste, but I think a lot of people probably would enjoy it.
Now, look at the ingredients, and that's something I wanted to look at. I wanted you guys to take a look at. In most of these, milk or coffee is the first thing. It's not some weird preservatives or
You know, I noticed that. I mean, like I said, my ingredients of coffee were water and coffee, milk, sugar, natural and artificial hazelnut flavor. The stuff that kind of made me go was the pectin and salt. Not sure about the pectin and salt.
It's probably because I don't have that on mine. I don't think
pectin is probably a preservative. It's probably one of those.
I have sodium phosphate and salt and flavor.
Yeah, well, sodium phosphate, that's another preservative. You know, it just keeps it from spoiling or something. I'm actually impressed. I mean, actually, now that I look at the ingredients, I think it's the whole milk that I'm tasting. Because, honestly, when you drink these things, you expect an artificial lactose milk diarrhea.
Ginger's giving the yuck face here.
Ginger does not like
her
drink.
It's just because it burnt my tongue.
Okay.
And I have a tongue ring, so it makes that steaming hot, and it burns my tongue
even more. Cooks it from the inside.
Hey, really? It's like a baked potato.
Trade you?
Sure.
All right, cool.
You don't have herpes, right?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not anymore. Not anymore. I got that all taken care of. All
right, good. That penicillin worked.
Murph was just asking me about the rich chocolate. This shit is delicious. I want to endorse it.
Hey, there you go. Get it. Get into your movie.
Can I give a shout out?
Sure.
I'm gonna give a shout out to my friend Carla, Book Diva, my editor. I just want to say, what's up?
Yeah, I talked to Carla. She really doesn't listen to the show. Yes.
Yeah, where the fuck did that come from?
I have no clue. But we try to get
a shout out for you too.
She said she was gonna listen to it.
Oh, good. The green tea, not bad.
No, I it's actually really good.
Not bad. Yeah. What do you think of the mocha? That's actually.
Oh no, I'm a big fan of the mochas. Yeah. What are the what's the calorie content on
well,
these?
Well, on mine is 165 from fats 36.
Oh, what? You know what? That's not bad at all.
Over here, actually, my calories are 180 and fats 53.
170, fat 36.
Over here is calories 210. Calories,
damn!
Yeah,
damn.
No, calories from fat 34. Thanks, guys.
I have the same thing.
Yeah, I'm not up. You know, I am.
Like, there's a certain taste
I'm
to
not
it.
A green tea fan to begin with, but...
Yeah. Are you curious about green tea now?
No, he's not particularly.
Tea curious.
Yeah. Actually, I'm British, so if it's not just British tea, then...
It's not black tea, it's...
Yeah, there is one kind of tea I like, and Ginger's actually seen me drink this quite frequently. Well, she used to anyway. Silver tea. Which like $25 an ounce to get this stuff, and it is amazing tasting.
You're not supposed to drink cocaine.
But
supposed to snort that shit. Yeah.
Tivana, seriously, is an awesome story.
Yeah, there's a place really in the fashion show.
From the
Tivana.
Chat room, Chazad in the chat room says salt enhances flavors. Ah, so that's probably why then.
All right, Chief, give me back my mocha.
Same time, man.
It's nothing you've never
tasted
before.
Murphy tongues the bottle. Oh.
I've been friends with Chief now.
But I haven't tasted either one of your spit.
Yeah, at one
point.
That's
not true.
Yeah.
No. She had looked at him. She looked at me for a second and was like, wait a minute. Am I not remembering something?
Yeah. No, we never went out drinking.
No. Not yet.
Sake bomb.
I'm going to wrap her in a, ribbon and take her home for my wife. It'll be fantastic.
What'd you find there, Decaf?
Oh, well, I'm on the thinkgeek.com.
Oh.
Wait, say that one more time.
Thinkgeek.
I'm a big fan of ThinkGeek. That's a great site.
Oh, well, I was on thinkgeek.com. I found an instant music on vinyl and cassette ripper.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Yes, and I'm wondering if any of you guys heard of it or anything.
I have not.
That's interesting.
It's nothing special. Yeah. All it really is taking the work out of the chords. You just put in, you know, you're plugging in your out from your cassette deck or your turntable into the box, and then the box connects to your computer. Yeah. That's really all it is. It's just taking the taking that work.
I don't know if this is normal or not, but the area around Ginger's tongue ring is like white.
Let's see.
It's so burnt.
Yeah,
let's see.
Check that shit out.
It hurts.
Look at
so
the look
bad.
At her tongue.
My mouth tastes like tin right now because it like this is so hot.
Sorry.
Are you guys like the real sensitive type, like mouth
sorry,
pain?
Sorry, I thought you swallowed that, Ginger.
Yeah, I was swallowing the drink.
Wow, that
pink.
Is super hot.
Oh, so you finally got your roadhead.
No.
No.
All right, so.
I made the joke earlier about he said I suck, and I said no, I swallow, and you guys all missed it.
Now, see.
Yeah. No. Total miss. We filed it away for later.
You know that guy, who died in California or in Oregon or wherever by going off the road with his family? And the
Yeah.
If he had had a bunch of these in the car. No, you would have been fine.
So you're saying this product could save lives?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
Decaf, do you have any more on that
just
audio
keep
ripper?
Just warm for a while. Don't even drink it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's in addition to instant music, you will need to provide your own turntable, cassette deck, and audio device to record.
And in other words, but you just plug your shit in.
Yeah, it's $50. So I'm just wondering if it's even worth the $50 because I do have some old tapes.
It sounds like
he wants
just
to know if somebody will buy it for him.
Yeah. It sounds like it's more just like a USB device
next
that has
Christmas.
Inputs into it. Probably.
When's your birthday?
I am poor and I am black.
Wow!
Buy me a vinyl and cassette ripper.
You know what we have a we have
little
a few
Timmy says
here.
Salty mochas make me nervous.
Yes, they do, Timmy, because it all smells like bourbon and daddy's breath. let's give out the phone number. I want to see if someone wants to call up and see if they can, you know, phone sex up Ginger and see if they can get her off in 2 minutes.
All right, let's give the number out. It's toll free United States 1-866-587-6257. Again, that's 1-866-587-6257. So we'll have that phone line open
now,
and ready to go.
I have a question for you, Ginger. Now, if someone can't get you off, would you be willing to return the flavor?
The flavor.
The flavor. Would you?
I have been known to in the past. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Oh.
All right. So.
So you're gonna volunteer.
What?
Let me steal. I'm gonna steal an ONA bit title. It's gonna be Tissue Time with Ginger here in a minute. Someone has to call up.
When isn't it Tissue Time with Ginger?
When my wife's in the room.
Okay, so I have news.
Oh, you have news.
I do have news.
News.
Did you hear about a man giving his wife his ring finger? Ugh. A VNS man. Is that? Am I saying that correctly?
Vietnamese?
From Vienna.
Oh. Okay.
VNS. Well, VNS, regardless, yeah. He demonstrated how much he hated
Europeans.
His ex-wife by chopping off his ring finger and presenting it to her with the ring still attached.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Did you hear about this?
I heard about that a few months ago where he basically cut off, sent a message, something about now you can have a part of me. Ugh.
No, he said that this was an act of breaking free.
Motherfucker could have just pawned the damn ring.
No. He did it because he hated her that much, and he didn't want his ring finger ever back again to ever get married again.
Wow.
I call him.
He was charged with.
Yeah, he tied it to a brick and threw it through a window.
He was charged with dangerous harassment and assault, but he. What are you two doing?
I'm telling Chief to put the phone number in the chat.
I did.
But he told the judge that he did not regret his actions and made a conscious decision to leave himself ring fingerless.
But they're going to lock his ass up in a hardcore mental institution because, dude, that takes some serious lack of brains to
well,
go.
He's in Europe. Well,
fuck
so.
It. He's in Europe.
They do have different laws there.
Oh, man.
There's about, also.
No.
Huh?
No, go ahead.
But that was fantastic.
No,
it's all gone.
We're all talking over each other tonight.
So was the brick from Romania?
There's no brick. He made that up. He's cutting into my news.
Yeah. The part I didn't get to say was that there's a letter attached saying you're next. I love you. Please marry me or I'll kill you.
In another story, in Fort Worth, Texas, is that? Yeah.
It's a real city. Baby.
I think they're called Fort Worthians.
A teenage girl in high school. She was an understudy for a high school play, and she decided to pour bleach into someone's soda so that they didn't have their part so she could play the main part because she told her family that she had the lead role in the play and her entire family came into town to view it and to watch her, so she decided to poison the main girl.
Did she kill the girl?
No, because the girl,
it's fucking high school.
The girl smelt it and handed it off to someone and they ended up reporting it through the school and
lifetime.
So I can see it's like
lifetime.
Wait, this smells like mommy's breath.
Oh!
Didn't they do that in the movie Heathers or something?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, she poured it was a drain cleaner.
Drain.
No, this is bleach. Right. I think in a Sprite.
Oh, lifetime.
Man. All right, guys, come on. Someone call. We need to do Tissue Time with Ginger.
Delicious cocktail. Right.
Well, how about this? You know, Bishop was a communist spy in Warsaw, Poland. The Polish Catholic Church said on Friday the Archbishop of Warsaw, appointed last month by Pope Benedict, has spied for the communist era secret services. The pontiff named Bishop Welgius on December 6th to succeed anti-communist Cardinal Joseph Klemp in one of the most influential positions in the Poland's church hierarchy. Soon after, Polish media reports that the bishop informed on fellow clerics to the communist secret services for about 20 years, starting in the late 1960s.
Wow. What are you pointing at?
Black
the top. One thing about this product that we're testing tonight, it is still fucking hot, and it still hurts to drink.
Yeah, mine's empty, and I can still feel heat being coming out of this thing.
So I wonder how long that heating element really works.
Well, I've got something for you. This is a little mistake made by a news anchor, so Chief can appreciate that. Unfortunately, I can't see what the station is. The video's a little distorted. But listen to this.
After the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me. He's blind.
That's a little bit of a faux pas.
And for our friend here who's not in with headphones.
I'm in spick seating thanks to Decaf switching me out.
That's the that's behind the line. Spick seating. Nice. I didn't know we had that.
Oh,
dude, do me a favor. Can you go out and mow the lawn?
No. I'm Cuban. I can build you a raft if you like.
We're in the middle of the
Gillian! Great, we got a raft builder in the middle of a fucking desert.
Oh my god. Let me follow that up.
You can build a raft out of a car.
Dude, me and my brothers will have raft building competitions. Boogers, gum, and we can do it out of bricks if you need it.
Nice. Let me follow that one up here. For all of our nerd contingent out there, and I love to love you guys, just don't love yourselves when I'm talking. E3 is gone. Everybody knows.
CES is next week, though.
CES is next week, but E3, the GamePro Expo, E3 is gone itself. E3 is now going to have a new name.
Do you think it's because I got rid of the Booth Bunnies?
I can say yes. Because Booth Bunnies are the models that dress up at the... Yeah, well,
yeah,
because
strippers who dress up.
No. I have a lot of friends that do that, but they're still working it.
They've outlawed Booth Bunnies at E3.
Well, they haven't outlawed the Booth Bunnies themselves. They've outlawed what they
Skanky
wear.
Outfits.
Yeah. Yeah, like basically
outlawing this stuff.
The organizers.
The organizers. Oh, yeah.
Well, probably because AVN follows directly after and they want to keep that.
Well, no, E3 is not CES. E3 is a video game expo that usually takes that used to take place in San Diego, New York. They bounce it around a little bit. So, it was it's going to be in LA coming up soon because it is now going to be renamed. But there are so many.
Wait, what are they going to name it?
Well, the new name is
West Hollywood Spectacular.
It's E4.
E4. E for all.
Oh my god, I called it right. Right.
Yep. Yeah, it's no longer going by the placeholder title, the GamePro Expo. The final name for E3 follow up will be the Entertainment Expo for All, or E3 for All, or it'll be the logo will be E4. More than 3,000 entries were submitted on GamePro for the name, and the winning entry was proposed by a California resident, Dante Padre, who sounds like he takes it.
I wonder how Randall's doing.
Yeah, no shit.
He's half black, half Mexican. Yo, man.
He's a Blaxican.
He's a Blaxican. Nice.
I'm Dante Padre.
But, he'd mow your lawn, but Dante he doesn't Padre. Give that much of a shit, you know?
Now,
he
the interesting.
Out the garbage and dumps the leaves out.
The really interesting thing about this, and I think this will watch Trencher flare, the E3, which was basically done by gaming companies, is now going to be run by the ESA. The Entertainment Software Association. Yeah, they're the official go-to expo now, and they'll offer consumers the opportunity, because it's now open to everyone. You don't have to have a badge for it anymore. They'll offer anyone the opportunity to test drive some of the new gadgets and new games.
You know, that's all cool and all, but not that company. I mean, they're about as bad as the BSA, Business Software Alliance.
The ESA is just like the MPAA or something of that nature. They're really shitty. The nice thing, though, is with this being open to the public, they're now going to have some nice new things. Number one, there'll be a new tournament section, so there'll be video game tournaments. There'll be a job fair and networking system. They're going to have the family-friendly areas, whatever, and they're going to have a huge concert, apparently, as well. So
with Don Henley. It'll be like a fucking state fair.
Michael Bolton is opening.
Oh boy.
So anybody that would like to bitch, I have a person for you to contact. A guy by the name of Richard Kazarian. His number is...
Dick Kazarian.
508-424-4828. His email is richard_kazarian@idg.com.
Go get him.
That's for guys who are interested in exhibit opportunities. So I would love to see maybe the giant cock game try to get a booth. If anybody would like to go ahead and pull that off,
you mean
go ahead.
One of those Japanese games, like the ones where, like the big arcade unit where you try to stick your finger up like the simulated ass.
Exactly.
Get
by
that
the way,
there.
We are still looking for someone to play Get Ginger Off in 2 minutes. And see if she can get you off in return.
Although, I gotta admit, she, coldest fucking day so far we've had this year, and she's wearing the skimpiest shirt.
Yeah. Ginger, I got
it
an idea.
It is not a skimp. I have a sweat. What?
I know.
I saw nips through 3 layers of clothing.
Hey, he's talking about me.
Oh.
Ginger,
damn.
Why don't you give the boys listening a little something to call in for? Give them a little taste.
I'm kind of over it, actually.
Oh, sweet. Bullshit.
She already got herself off.
Dude, you got to do the late
she's
night
all over it,
phone
guys.
Sex
Come on.
Talk. The problem is she's all over the chair, too, and we got to clean that shit up.
Murphy will be happy to lick it up.
With my tongue. Oh, come on, sweetie. Give him a little something.
I just did.
No, no, not that. No, give him.
Yeah, that's just what geeks need. Oh, baby.
I did that once. Anyway. Do you want to hear the bad stories?
Oh, God.
Yes.
Yes.
I was... 17, drunk,
of course. Oh, well, this is a confessional.
Yeah.
Oh. Almost started off like a Bruce Springsteen song.
I was 17.
All right, let's hear it.
It is a Jesus show, after all.
No, this is a mean story.
How many days has it been
this
since
show will
last
make
confession?
You want to find God.
All right, shut up. She's about to make fun of somebody.
if I could think hard enough, I might even be able to remember his name. He was a football player, and we went to a house party and got in the jacuzzi. Of course, what else happens after that is
wait. Now hold on, just like he was a football player. He wasn't some long haired metal band guy who went off to work at a radio station.
No. Okay. I had those two, but this one was just a football player, random, whatever. Shut the fuck up. Anyways. As we're having foreplay, whatever, he pulls out his penis to put a condom on it. And I really wasn't paying attention because I was still trying to get myself off and keep the flow going. He comes over to me and puts it in, and I didn't know.
I said, wait.
He starts grinding, and I thought he was just like dry humping, and I said, is it in yet? And he looked at me, and I just laughed and laughed and laughed for about 5 minutes. And I stuck my hand down there to put it in, and it was as big as my pinky.
Oh.
Hard.
Wow. I have a similar story.
And
what?
Sometimes
I wouldn't admit that
on
air.
So I told
some guy stuck it in your ass and you didn't notice?
I told a couple girls about this, and it was maybe 3 months before graduation. We go to graduation, and one of my friends drew a giant hand on his car, circled the pinky, and pointed to where he sits in the car.
Oh.
So then that guy broke into my car. Stole the shoe polish and shoe polished my car, and I didn't even do it. So I had to go kick his ass.
No, but you just had to tell everyone he had a really little penis.
I told two people.
You know what's funny?
Who told
the truth? The truth behind the story is Ginger has giant hands. She just didn't notice there was a cock in her.
Don't worry, Murphy.
So when
hands are bigger than mine.
So when someone calls you beef,
I wear a size 8 shoe. Thank you very much.
Well, you know what they say about guys with big hands?
Little penis.
Big gloves.
Sometimes when we touch. The penis isn't too much.
Karaoke time.
No, okay. I had a girl ask me that once, and she's like, are you in? I'm like, in, bitch, I'm done. Whoa, Dante digs it. Decaf.
Dante.
I'm still thinking he's a black Mexican.
It's wow. Big Daddy Decaf now.
Oh, shit.
Awkward silence.
Not even on color phenomenon.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
All right, so just for the guys from OnTech, what do we think of the drinks?
You know what?
Good. My tongue's burnt.
I love the technology behind this. I'm very annoyed though because when I pick it up and I feel the
you
weight.
Think there's more in it.
And I'm like, "Oh, there's more."
That's my complaint.
Mine's still hot.
Yeah,
it's
mine's
still warm.
Yeah, it's still
I'm
popping
still
out.
Burning
you know
my
what?
Tongue.
If I were a trucker or somebody did like long distance travel, this
Who's,
would be
They called
my,
the wrong phone.
Oh, you know what? I know who this is. Huh? I know who this is. Hang on a sec.
What the? What are we doing?
Hello? Yeah, hang on a sec, buddy. Hello?
You already said that.
Yeah, talk, buddy.
I must be on the air.
Yeah, you are. You see what time it is there, asshole?
Yeah, it's 7:30. It'd be an hour and a half into the show, right?
That's
very
right.
Good.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that don't remember or don't know, we have Decaf on the phone. Or not Decaf. Sorry. We have Gorilla on the phone. We have Gorilla. Hi, Gorilla. Sorry, dude.
What's up, everybody?
What's up?
Hello.
What's up? Are you drunk or stoned?
The monkey.
Why are we entertaining the fucking
you know what?
Cell phone?
Decaf, God damn it. Gorilla, let me call you back in 5 seconds because I have a really funny story that I want to tell everyone about you.
hang on.
Here. Dial that number that's on the screen right there. So the product, yeah, it's cool. I like it. It's good stuff. And yeah, for truckers, it's fantastic.
For truckers.
Well, you know what? If I'm traveling through a cold environment, I want a couple of these in the freaking car safety.
I'm really impressed. This thing is
And
really
the coffee's good. That's the thing I didn't expect. I expected
Keep
the coffee
family.
To taste like crap. I really did.
Keep the family warm for hours
this
with this
really
stuff.
Good.
So,
still
can't drink
tongue.
Yours, can you, Ginger? Okay, here we go. Let's see if he picks up.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Gorilla?
Shot the monkey.
What?
What's up? Now, guys, Gorilla called me the other day.
What?
On the way home from the emergency room yet again.
What did you
what?
Do? What did you do?
I did nothing.
You lying son of a bitch.
You stuck your cock in a blender, didn't you?
And then it asked if it was in yet.
Tell them what you did, monkey.
Because it's still bigger than yours.
Oh, damn. So what'd you do?
I decided to put chemical in my eye and burn my eye.
Oh, no. Tell them what kind of chemical.
Cleaning chemical.
What kind of chemical?
Cleaning.
What kind of cleaning?
Cleaning.
The bitch can't read. He's not going to tell you what it is.
He got Drano in his eye.
How what? The fuck you get Drano?
Yeah, how did you do this?
Yeah, how did you get drain cleaner in your eye, dude?
Yeah, that's a story I don't wish to share with everybody.
So it happened at work, so yet again, he's disabled.
Wait. So do you still have vision in your eye?
Yeah, I still got vision. It's just a little bit more blurry than it is, so I'm almost blind now.
Did you go to? So did you have your second doctor's appointment?
Yeah, I already had that.
What did they say?
They just gave me a different contact prescription.
So how about permanent damage?
Oh, yeah, it's permanent.
Damn. Wow.
So you're not? Did they tell you a percentage of your vision that you're going to lose or have lost?
No, not yet.
Oh, boy.
Next week or so.
Were you high?
I wish I was.
He was working. He was at work and managed to hurt himself yet again.
Nice. I bet the insurance companies just see you and they cry.
So how is life up there in the Great White North?
Oh, it's great. It's 18 degrees. You got 6 inches of snow, 15 miles per hour wind. It's great.
Did you get my sheets yet?
No, I haven't got them. There's plenty of snow out here. You can just roll in it.
Yeah, but you can't be the Grand Wizard of Snowfall. It's just not going to happen.
I want my sheets, man. You promised me last time. You lied to me.
Well, I'm sure that you can make a little snow cap and put it on your head. Be happy.
Now, Gorilla is living literally out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Nice.
He's living. Your dad has a farm out there or a ranch?
Ranch.
He's got the black lung, apparently. He's got a ranch, and he's riding horses. How's the little guy doing?
Little guy's doing great.
Yeah. And how about your kid?
So what about that female person that is the mother of your child?
His baby mama.
I thought it was a... Never mind.
like she's standing next to you? She's there?
No.
No. Gorilla's smart. He makes her stay in the kitchen. I can say
I'm
she
out in the man cave.
She cooks some fantastic cookies. They sent us cookies for Christmas. It was absolutely great.
So are you really happier up there?
Oh, Gorilla? Yeah, dude.
All right. Hey, Gorilla, the black chick
from the you know, throwing shit in my eyeball and kill myself.
The black chick at Lil Darlings wants your phone number, man.
Yeah, we went. Get this, we went back, and you know how you and I were debating if Trencher really was gay?
Oh, come on!
Yeah.
We go back, and we've got a positively hot cannibal fetish model with us. So me and Decaf are watching the titties, and Trencher's over in the corner debating religion.
Wait!
Shut your hole. Turns his chair. Don't do it. Turns his chair so he's facing away from the stage.
I never turned
looking
my chair.
This girl in
I
the eye.
I never turned my
you
chair.
You did.
I did not turn my chair.
I saw you.
You sat next to the fucking gimp all night long.
That's right, because I had a great view of the stage.
I did not turn my chair.
Gorilla, I'll tell you how bad it was. I left first.
When have I left titties first?
So when are you coming back down for a visit, bro?
Probably not till January, February.
Dude, it's January.
January.
February.
February.
Okay. No, Gorilla, you have to be down here before February 19th.
Why?
He's going to build mud huts.
I'm going to be leaving for Romania.
He's going to whore out, girls. He's debating which one's right now. He's online.
You know what he's got? The best part? He's going out there to deal with people that, he's going out there to play with AIDS patients and build them mud huts. Yeah.
Yeah, it's boring for him, too.
Yeah.
All right, Gorilla. Take your blind ass. Go back to your beer.
Smoke a bowl for us.
Will do.
Find it.
Smoke a bowl. Melt some
nice
snow.
Evening. Nice talking with everybody.
Yes.
He imagines a snowball.
All right, buddy. I'll call you later, all right?
All right.
Make sure you don't have your panties on. All right. Oh, my gosh. Wow. So, okay, so the final verdict on these, excellent products. The coffee tastes good. Definitely.
And they
like
were working
it.
On other franchises as well.
Yeah.
So
sake.
I really like it. Too bad, I mean, with how hot it gets, too bad they couldn't do that in a little bit smaller amount, put a little more coffee in there because, well, probably it's good to only drink 9 ounces compared to 20 ounces of caffeine. Yeah. Come on.
Okay, so I know we're running out of time. Big fuck you to all the listeners who wouldn't call in to try and have phone sex with Ginger. That could have been a really funny bit, and you guys ruined it again. Thank you.
So I hear all kinds of other phones going.
Everyone else's phones are ringing.
All right, hey, real quick before we run out of time, our guest, thank you very much for hanging out with us, Mikey.
Thanks for having me.
Give your site again.
MySpace.com/PCPfilms because, when I rock, I'll have my own website. But I rock enough, so well, shut up. I can't even hear myself. Leave me alone.
We rock.
There is none higher.
So, yeah, and you're always welcome to come back, especially now you signed the waiver. We'll let you in the door.
Hey, jump on. Also, you guys, don't forget, spankwagon.net. Jump on the forums and get that bitch jumping.
Thank you. Thank you.
I've been on there trying to promote this shit. MySpace. Who runs the MySpace? Bulletins. Let's promote this motherfucker.
Tom runs MySpace.
Tom runs MySpace. Well, actually, it's Fox News.
Oh,
I'm talking about the Spankwagon MySpace page.
Oh, shit. Where'd that come from?
We see when a mommy and a daddy love each other very much.
Not that. No, no. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. Thank you, RoboDick. Got a lot of people we need to thank. First off, everybody in the chat room, Alien Binary, Chizad, Little Timmy.
Don't touch daddy there.
The Juke, Virtual One, for every single one of you,
Everyone, you motherfuckers. Well, because you are waving and leaning at the same time.
All right. A big thank you to everyone who helped put the show out. First off, LV Rocks at LVRocks.com for allowing us the studio time and space. Let's not forget the syndicates. Door from Hell Radio.
Come on, Ginger, touch
Flash
it.
FM. That's
just
Ginger.
Once.
No.
Come on, boobs. Show us your
touch
tits.
Show us your tits.
Show us your tits. Show us your tits.
Ow! Why did I get beat? I didn't even start the chant.
Hey, also, don't forget.
They're nice
titties. Next to me.
Oh, we got confirmation. Fox FM, thank you very much. And, of course, the Juke at KC Host Radio Network. And remember, if we're not live,
you'll find us in the archive.
And you can go to podcast.lvrocks.com to download them.
Don't forget us on MySpace. MySpace.com/... Spankwagon.
MySpace.com/Spankwagon. Don't forget to whore the forums like you know you wanna.
Really? Because I'm getting tired of putting them up there and maintaining the spammers.
Maintaining, please. All you do is delete, delete, delete.
Hey, I've That's been on there hard a work. Lot this week.
Cool.
Hey, save the bickering for the forums.
Hey, let's see if we can get enough posts on the forum to get Ginger to show her tits.
Yeah, really. Yeah. We need to do a Ginger Tits forum. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back next week.
Thanks for playing with Jesus and the Gang.
This has been Spank Wagon Radio.
Retards out!
originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.